expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Other than your host, Reverend Michael D. McDuffie, welcome to the Night Radio Show. And this is the day that the Lord has made. I am rejoicing, and I'm glad in it. First of all, I want to let my audience know I am coming to you straight out of New York. I had a little situation today, and I had to make a special engagement. And I don't want to ever stand my audience up. I want to thank you for tuning in to the Night Radio Show. And I'm calling in today to encourage my listeners, my supporters and my faithful Saturday crew from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock. I am glad to be here. This is the day the Lord has made, and I'm rejoicing and I'm glad in it. I want to speak to you today about the word of compassion and finding your mountain. Compassion and finding your mountain. One of the chapters that's in my book, 107 Laws of Might, deals with the word compassion. As my book closes out, which is like 300 pages, maybe more than about 318, I deal in the past few chapters on the purpose of your passion. And when you look at the word passion, it is surrounded by a stem of word called compassion. So when people start talking like they have compassion, compassion speaks of action. It's different than sympathy or empathy. You feel for someone, you feel sorry for them. But when you are compassionate, that means you get involved in people's lives. You take on their burden. You take on their sense of what they feel. And then you move from a stagnant point of view to a mobilization. You get involved in a situation. Now, one of the things about compassion, and I talk more about this in my book more specifically, is that you'll never really live until you understand the power of the word of compassion. Now, when you look at the word compassion, you have to slow it down. And it's really broken down like this. Come pass ion. You've heard me say this many times on my many different shows. But in my book, I give a perspective to it. It's a non-religious way of looking at this word compassion so that many people that are in your city, in your town, or in your county can know how to live and how to focus their time. You know, it's funny. I was talking to a young couple, and they were trying to figure out where they met for each other. And I began to ask each of them, what was their compassion? They said, what do you mean by that? Well, the scripture says that Jesus Christ was moved with compassion and healed their sick. So even though the sick was in front of them, what moved them was the compassion, not the sickness, okay? That compassion moves him. So something in Jesus that was what I call a burning desire that motivated him to get involved in this situation. And a lot of times in the lives that we live, in the places we go, and sometimes we could be quite selfish because we think it's all about us. When at the end of the day, God sends us to the planet Earth to walk out a passion for others. Now, I'm going to show you, when you understand the word of compassion, how that will allow you to be sanctified and different in all other people. Now, many people will have a passion for something, and even though it's in the same arena, in the same area, each person carries it out differently or executes it differently. And so I don't know why folks feel because someone is compassionate for them, it only means sickness and disease. No. If you think about this in a wider term, the whole world is sick. The whole world is diseased in some form or fashion. We are defective. We fall short of our original intention for our creation. But we don't always do everything right. And a lot of suffer from mental illnesses, mental diseases, and many things that we do that fall time, that fall short. So what God does, He puts a power of compassion inside of each and every single one of us. And guess what happens when you operate in your compassion? You play a role in helping to help someone get through. You take a heavy weight off of someone's shoulder. As a matter of fact, one of the words of compassion always, sometimes also relate to the word cleave in the Hebrew term, which is really the same word for marriage. So when you get married, it's like two people with two different compassions coming together as one. And as each other cleave to each other, together as a team, they help to alleviate many things that are in our society. And you get to find out exactly what area do you focus on. Because you can get involved in so many things in life that you can be so bogged down with a lot of good things, you're not bogged down with the right things. And your passion allows you to see. Your passion protects you from just getting involved with a lot of good things. So you get to understand that your passion kind of separates you from doing good things and you focus on the right thing. And it's very important to understand this because I realize a lot of people get worn out mentally and they quit our life because they're so overwhelmed with trying to be everything to everybody. But what your compassion does, it shows you what to focus on. Now, have you ever met someone who went to college, got their master's degree, got their doctorate, and in the middle of their career or the middle of their life, they realized they didn't put most of their time and effort on an area that wasn't their passion? You know, it's funny, you look at the life of the guy that played Herman Munster on the Munsters, and you would think that his passion was acting. But at the end of the day, later in his life, he realized he really was an artist. He wanted to draw. So even though the acting was his job or his career, his real passion was his art. And so he lived and breathed drawing, very artistic. Yes, Herman Munster, the guy, I think that was Fred Gwynn, he really was into the artist world. And I realized art, which I call the type of entertainment, because you get to see something and you get to enjoy a skill set, someone drawing something. And I realized that there are a lot of us who have turned jobs into lifetime adventures when your job was formed, so it would be something that temporarily brings you into what your true area of passion is, okay? The word passion means a burning desire, something that stirs you, that moves you towards what you're really existing for. And a lot of times in life, you don't understand that the way to life is finding what your passion is. That's why we spell compassion. Inside of the word compassion is the word passion, which means strong urge, strong desire. Something moves you to get involved. It's one thing to have sympathy. It's one thing to have empathy. But it's a whole other thing to have compassion. Because someone that has compassion always wants to get involved, wants to suffer with you in the pit, wants to feel your pain, and then work towards alleviating the pain. Now, this is why sometimes I always tell people all the time, I think our school system is backwards. We try to show folks how to make a living or how to get a job or how to make six figures. But what you should focus on is what is the passionate call that are on? What is the passionate call that's on our different lives? You know, what is the burden that moves us? What's the burden that causes us, our feet to move? You know, I say this all the time and repeat it again. You know, I have a son named Tawan. And every time you see him, he's always around some kids. It is not his kids, it's someone else's kids. You always want to be around helping a child. So he had some trauma growing up in his life without his physical birth father. And I took on the role of his dad, all right? But he was trained well how to carry the burden of children who don't have fathers. But he was called to the mountain of family and relationships, and he uses sports as an arm to walk out his compassion. So he would think about how to use sports, which he has a business called Safe House, that enables him to use sports to touch the lives of young people. And I realized that he is living his dream. He is living his desire. He is living that thing that calls him to get up in the morning. Now he has a job. He is in the school district. He works as an IA, but that's not his passion. He's there, but his real passion is the children, are the students who suffer in poverty-stricken areas in urban cities like Patterson and Camden, and these cities that need help. But his passion makes him get up to fill the burden of his fellow students and his fellow families, broken up families. And what he is living is his dream. And he gets up for this. This is his passion. And because of his understanding his passion, he suffers with those kids. He takes on their burden. He goes visit their houses. He becomes cosmic fathers and big brothers to those who don't have families. So the passion moves you towards his mountain. And his mountain is what I call the mountain of family and relationship. He enters that mountain. He climbs that mountain. He dominates that mountain, and he can turn that mountain into income and create a salary, create an income on it, so that he's able to not only walk out his passion, but really look like he's never working because he's doing something that he enjoys. So when you find the area of your passion, it's easy to come do something. Let's say it again. When you find the area of your passion, it is easier to come and do something. A lot of times, you know, we got so many needs in the world, so many troubles, so many things that people's going through, and you can't get involved with everybody's situation. But there's one, two, or three things you walk by every day, you see on TV, or you hear on radio, or you watch on social media, that makes your heart bleed. You just have this thing like, I can't believe this child is going through this. I can't believe this mom is gone. I can't believe that this family is struggling like this. If something pulls you to get involved, that's the area of your passion. Wouldn't it be funny if our school district really did more of a personal portfolio of each student and really find out what the area of their passion is? Wouldn't it be funny by the age of 5, your parents already can figure out, even at that age, what you feel pulled to do? Wouldn't it be great to know that you attend school with already understanding the area of your passion, what pulls at you? You know, funny, I see people who pick jobs based on money, pick jobs based on what their boy is doing, what their girl is doing. And they work 20, 30 years on a job or in a career that they hate going to. Now, the money is good, but they're dissatisfied. You know why? Because there's a tree in you that's going to be planted to help to alleviate someone's burden. I don't care from billionaire to gazillionaire to the person that's on Social Security. Everybody has a passion for something, and God put it inside of you before you came here. So as you tap that passion, you're able to execute in your heart while you were sitting here. I tell you this over and over. Maybe you've got to hear me. That's why I do this radio broadcast, is to let you know you're not on the earth by accident. You were sent here to get involved with someone's burden so you can carry that burden and help execute it. Did you know that the term passion also means to be locked in a room with no way out? Could you believe that? That's what that means, to be locked in the room with no way out. You got to be, you know? So it means that when I enter into my area of passion, that means that I'm in the room with this person. I got the trouble and the struggle, and we're going to walk this thing out together. That's what it means to have a compassion. Now, passion goes into many different areas. In my book, I break it down to just seven different mountains. And if you can take your compassion and align it to a particular mountain that pulls you to it, you can focus on things in your life and be more what I call accurate and stop wasting a lot of time. See, when you find your area of compassion, it helps you to choose your marriage mate. It helps you to avoid a lot of drama. It don't allow you to focus on a lot of stuff that people talk about all the time. You soon learn the difference between what I call passion and feeling. I don't want to be involved with anyone. You know? So, I'm telling you this because instead of you a lot on downstairs Port Authority, training so freely, I mean, that's my point for an island. There's some people that have a passion to just get up in the morning, be a father figure to their kids, and that's all they have a passion for. They want to take care of their kids. They want to take care of their family. They don't care what you think about them. They don't care what you say about them. Their whole focus is just with my family. I'm concerned about my family. And so when I talk about your passion or your compassion, whatever comes past you to get on you, to move you is you. I'm going to say it again. Whatever comes past you to get on you, to move you is you. If it don't move you, it won't move anybody else. And I'm a firm believer that a lot of times people drop out of school. People quit because they never found the area of passion. They never found the area of their passion. And so they kind of just live life haphazardly. They live life in what I call a mediocrity. Once you find out what you got a burden for, my God, your feet take out a whole other pathway. You start looking at life from a whole different perspective. You start to see life through the glasses of something totally different. You know, my wife has a tremendous passion or burden for young teenage mothers. So she was in a store, or she had a restaurant, and she screwed some young mother. We got clothes and a baby that's 2 months, and don't have enough of clothes. Her passion goes to burden. She starts getting stirred up. She even gets antsy. She starts saying, look at that mother on there. She's not even combing that girl's hair. They got the wrong clothes on. Her passion starts to move. Now, she'll walk past 20 different other situations, but that one thing pulls her out of her comfort zone and moves her towards her passionate area. And I come to find out that that's wrong in our school system today. We don't focus on what a child's passion is. Even our high school counselors and those people that's going to help us, our guidance counselors, help us to where we're supposed to go at night. They don't even have the right question. They ask, well, I'm ready to have this. Go to Duke University, that's the school I went to. Oh, you need to go to college to get your degree in this. Instead of asking the person in front of them, what is your passion? What can you do to help me to discover? What do I need to do to ease me? The burden that's obvious in my heart. I had a young man say to me one time, he said, I have such a passion for mental illness. I've really got a heavy burden for people who suffer mentally. But he was what you call a professional. He wanted to go on to play on the ball, hockey. He wanted to get involved in sporting world of hockey. And even though he was good at it, it wasn't his passion. He wanted to find a way to help our people that suffer mentally. Okay, so I said to him, you know, it is possible to have a job working in hockey, but yet fulfill your passion of using your hockey money to alleviate people with mental illness. And he said, you know what I can do? I can work in the hockey field and sign a $2.4 million contract and then start a nonprofit organization. Use my funding to help young men and women who suffer with mental illness. He took his job and he aligned it with his compassionate area. And so this is why a lot of times we find people who actually operate in mental illness, because what he's going to bring to the table, it's actually causing them to self-destruct because they're not moving towards the area of their compassion. And this is what God does. I want you to see this. When the planet Earth is in trouble, it makes a phone call to heaven and asks God to send someone that can help lift the burden of this family or this people or this nation that needs help. Think about this. Dr. Martin King had a compassionate move in his heart for really Black African Americans who are suffering by the spirit of racism and white supremacy and those things that treat the people unjustly. So Dr. King used all he had, even his life, to move towards his passion. And guess what? He was a well-educated man. I think he graduated from Morehouse College at the age of 16. And he had the ability, this is me. He had the ability to do other things. He could have been a professor. He could have been so many other things. He said, I got a burden to be a preacher, and not just a preacher about going to heaven with streets paved with gold. I'm a preacher that had a passion to alleviate the spirit of racism and white supremacy that's against my people. Now, he always had a way of giving a public speech that seemed to blanket everybody. But at the end of the day, Dr. King, real concern about people of color, and he gave his life for it. Everything he did, including his wife, Coretta Scott King, had to join in with his passion. So even his life partner had to be equally yoked with the passion that's on his life. How many of you are listening to me right now on this podcast, and you're trying to decide what you want to do with your life? You're going to have to sit down at the table and start to ask yourself a question. What in the world moves you? What in the church work is under your skin? What's something that you can solve that you got the power to solve it? Because God already put the gift in you. There's a wiring in you to alleviate some situations. I'm going to take a commercial real quick, and I'm going to ask you to go pay this commercial. And after this commercial, we'll be right back. You've been listening to the Mike Radio broadcast, and we're going to take a commercial at this time.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Informing
your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guy Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com. Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of TheBlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles vehicles, Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.
And now, DDVRadio.com.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of TheBlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com. Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of TheBlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are Blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
Yes. Oh, we're out of here. All right, we're back. Sorry about the delay. This is Reverend McDuffie, the Night Radio Show. And we're just excited one more time to be coming to you here live in the great city of New York. And I want to just close out with a few words, apologies. This is, of course, the teaching about the compassion anger mountain and how the very passion itself of aging helps you to locate the very mountain that you have to climb, that you have to possess, that you have to take over. And your passion in your life pulls you towards that mountain. So let me give a word to parents and to teachers and to educators and to foster parents. Sit your young people down and find out what is the passionate area that's in their life. What is it that burns them that they got to get this thing done? And help them to move from just selfish learning to learning to live through the life of other people. I'll give you a good example. LeBron James is probably one of the greatest NBA players to play the game outside of probably Michael Jordan and Wilt Chamberlain. But check this out. He is smart enough to take his NBA career or job and move it towards the area of his passion. His passion really is very quite political. I see there's a call in his life to see justice done amongst his people. He uses the NBA basketball as a means to get him to the end. I heard that he set aside like close to $250 million to help start a school in the name of LeBron. This guy is moving in the mountain of his compassion. Stop just working a job. Stop just going to make money. And begin to ask the Lord God, stir up in me my passion. What is it that's in me that I bring to the earth that I want to see lives change, trouble, leave, burdens lifted because I decide to live in the circle of my compassion. Now, in my book, 100 Sense of the Laws of Might, I deal specifically on this area of passion. What pulls you? What attracts you to that mountain? And there are about seven different mountains that I broke down in my book. I won't share it today. But you begin to find out many of your calls to a mountain of business and finance and economics. Some of your calls to a mountain of self-help and community issues. Some of you are drawn to the mountain of showing folks how to make money. Some folks are pulled to the mountain of small business. You want to start a business to bring income, so not only will you empower you and your family, but you will empower your community. You've got to really begin to figure out in life what is the thing that you live and breathe for, all right? And this will save a lot of time. A lot of times, folks ask me all the time, your pastor, like, should I enter into a serious relationship with this man or this woman? Should I live in this city? Should I not live in this city? Should I take this job? You know, should I do A, B, C, D? And I always go back to the original circle. What is the area of your passion? What is it that you see on TV that comes passion in the street, comes passion in social media, comes passion that moves you to tears and you want to help somebody? You want to help this group. You want to speak up for the poor. You want to fight for someone. Even if you're a billionaire, you want to build housing to alleviate homelessness. See, that passion centers you on what you give your life for. And this is to give God praise for it, the very passion he put in you. You move towards it. You live towards it. You're not satisfied with just going, getting up every day, making the donuts, you know, trying to make a living just for you and your family, unless that's your passion. But you really want to use those gifts, those talents, those things you have to help alleviate a burden that's on top of you. Did you know that the word passion in the Hebrew language also says the word cleave, C-L-E-A-V-E, same word for marriage. So when someone cleaves for their husband, cleaves for their wife, something is a strong desire to stay together as one. So you two can walk out the passionate call that's on your life. You know, you want to pray on Simon, start praying for yourself, that each person finds out what's the passion in them that moves them. And if the passion don't move you, it won't move anybody else. And so that's one of the reasons why I think our education system has to change. I really believe the way we do church has to change. I think Sunday school should be centered more around asking questions, finding out what moves people, you know. Why is it that 3 children want to go to college, but the 4th child don't want to go? Why is it that the eldest wants to see the world, and the youngest want to stay home with mom? Does it make someone more important, more greater? Or does that mean that different sons and daughters have got different levels of passion? My daughter can sing you out the wall. Micaiah, Cynthia McDuffie, Passion the Saint, the sweetest girl you ever want to know, you know? And my son, Tawan, has a passion for taking care of other folks' kids, not even his own sport. He uses sports as an arm to alleviate the problems of other folks' household with their kids. He becomes a father to the fatherless. He becomes an uncle to those that don't have an uncle. He becomes all things to young people because that's his passion. And if you can find out a way how to turn the passion into income, you'll never work another day in your life because you're only doing what's fun to do. Isaiah Thomas said something at an interview at an all-star game. And there was an interview with him, and he said, I'm so blessed because I don't even go to work. He said, I'm paid for having fun. He said, I'm doing something I love to do. When he said it to me, I said, dang, that's the life. If you can find out the reason of your existence by focusing on your compassionate area, you'll never work another day in your life because you will realize that life is greater than just a paycheck. Life is all about, what can I do that's in my heart that God replaced it, that I can focus on? This is what I want to do so I can really focus on why I was sent here. I want to work on this thing. I want to live for this thing. I want to breathe for this thing because that's why I was born. And this thing brought me here. So whether the passion of Moses is to deliver the Hebrews from the hand of the Egyptians, he focused on his compassion. If it's Samson who's delivering the Hebrews from the Philistines, focus on his passion. If it's Job, his passion was just survive a time when I've lost everything. He was a man that represents a man that suffered, but he held in there and hung in there until God gave him a breakthrough, you know? If the passion is David, who's king, priest, and prophet, all at the same time, he's going to play a role in the eternal seat of Christ. Listen, whatever the passionate area is, move towards it. Get rid of anything else that will block you from your passion. Don't let friends, don't let preachers, don't let doctors, don't let anyone cut you off from your passion. Because most folks will understand that passion starts as early as you are aware of it. Can I say it again? Passion starts as early as you are aware of it. So you come into the earth with a passion. So when I say compassion, something comes past you to move you to do something that's compassion. If you only feel sorry and you don't do anything, that's sympathy, that's empathy. But when it's compassion, it moves you to put your hands to the plow, to get busy. And you'll sacrifice money, you'll sacrifice gas, you'll sacrifice time, you'll even go to college and get a degree in the area of your passion. So that whenever you go to work, it's not even a work, it's something you love to do. So what you're doing is you are alleviating a burden or a trouble that's on a family or a business or a nation. Follow your passion. It's 2:55. I want to thank you for tuning in to the My Radio Show. Thank you for a few things. I had a few hiccups today because I had a little emergency today. That clash, but I'm here. We'll be back next Saturday from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock. I remind you to come out to the Mighty Sons of God Fellowship Church tomorrow at 447 East 23rd Street. That's in Paterson, New Jersey, between 10th and 9th Ave. We'll be in the living room of my parents' house as we begin to shift towards preparing for services outside on Sundays. So we'll be there this Sunday at 9 a.m. to 11 o'clock at 447 East 23rd Street between 10th and 9th Avenue, Brown and Beige White House. All right? So please, thank you for tuning in to Mike Live, and also listen to www.mikebroadcastddv.com, the Mike Radio Show. Okay? I got to go. Thank you for tuning in. I love you. God bless you.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guy Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.